Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bisman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for it is the wonderful, incredible, long-awaited day, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed April the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is our one of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. As you know, we reject revolution. That's a little note for the mainstream press. We reject revolution. Unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we stand for a peaceful revolution. We follow the Prince of Peace. So take it any way you want to. Just know that we're peaceful and we follow Jesus Christ. And I know sometimes they don't like either of those things. But nevertheless, we stand tall for the principles we believe in. That's who we are. That's what we do. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. It's the Ahern, what do they call it? Luxury Boutique Hotel, I think is how they say it. Anyway, ahernhotel.com. And if you want to ever stay at the Ahern, just say, hey, I'm going to become a member of the CSPOA, cspoa.org. Once you become a member of the posse, you can use the code CSPOA and get discounts on hotels at the Ahern. How's that? Not only that, they have some of the best food on the planet, Joel's Chop House. Check that out. If you want great steak and more, they've got also gourmet pizza that's delicious. And everybody at the event will be enjoying a wonderful pizza fest later on this evening, right before our press conference. Meanwhile, today we've got speakers all day long. It starts out with hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips, and then we'll go right into our speakers session, interviews, and a whole lot more as we progress towards the eventual pinnacle of our event. 7:30 p.m. will be the press conference. Believe it or not, all press can ask any of our speakers any question they want with a few ground rules. We'll get into that a little later. Lance Migliaccio on stage with me live from Ahern now. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, Sam, I am super happy to be here. This is an exciting event. It's an incredible lineup. And as always, I love to be on the Liberty Roundtable live show. Love your audience. Love what you do. Tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And we'll be doing that today all day.
All day long from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's just a love fest, if you will. We're going to have a great time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, we've got more signups than you wouldn't believe. Literally, we've been working our guts out to make this happen. At 11 p.m., I'm literally sending CBS our event agenda today so they can get kind of a handle on it and a whole lot more. So we're going to have a lot of media here. And I really want to set the stage and start this out and say, look, this is not bring the media in and bash them and beat them up day. That's not what we're doing. What we are doing, though, is staking our positions out very clearly, boldly, nobly, independently. We're backing that up with, as Lance likes to say, with the receipts. We bring the receipts to let you know kind of what's going on. And we really want to just lay out what we think and why and what we believe in. And what they're most interested in is, hey, what does the future look like for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association? We will break that down for you as well. Right on the stage today all day long. We'd like to thank our partners and sponsors, which we'll be promoting throughout the day, by the way. Anytime you support them, you support us. Remember that. And I also want to give a big old shout out to our buddies over at, let's see, is it MyPillow TV? Okay, it's Lindell TV. All right. Anyway, great stuff. And we're going to be doing a lot with them as well. They'll be covering the whole event wall-to-wall live. Steve Bannon is not here. I want to be clear with that. He decided not to join us. We love him anyway. How's that, Steve? There you go. All right. So, Lance, before we get started with the story that you have today, I want to cover in detail because it's a riveting story that we really got to give a shout out at the top of the event. Before we get to that, though, I got a couple of quick questions for you. You've been kind of milling around with me for the last couple of days gearing up for this thing, and you've met a lot of people and ran around and had a great time through the Ahern Hotel and everything else. Two questions. What do you hope you get out of the conference, and what do you hope the media gets out of the conference, Lance?
Well, obviously, I'm excited to see and listen to directly. A lot of times our interaction is online or on shows through Zoom. It's great to see these people in person. I obviously am looking forward to listening to Mike Lindell, Wayne Allen Root, and others take the stage, and I want to hear what they have to say. But I think unifying the country is what I hope to see out of this conference. And I hope the message that everybody gets is that we're going to educate everybody, right? And through that education, that's where the unification happens. We hope that, Sam, that all the speakers get their message across so the audience understands that it's going to take more than just sitting on the sidelines, that hopefully people like General Michael Flynn can open up their eyes and their heart, and they can get people to go into action and do what's necessary and what's necessary to help and assist the country in getting back on track, I think, Sam.
I love it. I agree with you. And when we say unification, folks, we want you to understand unity is a little different than the Joe Biden unity that he talks about. He promised unity, and it's been nothing but a divide fest ever since. We're not talking about that kind of unity. We're not talking about lip service to unity. Okay, when we speak of unity, it doesn't mean we agree 100%. Okay, we can disagree in America. That's what the wonderful free speech idea is all about. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of belief, freedom of action. As long as you don't, you know, hurt me and take my stuff, we're all good, right? So what I'm saying to you is that we don't have to agree to be unified. We can be unified as Americans. We can be unified as countrymen. We can want the best for America. We can want America first, but that doesn't mean that we want every other country to suffer or be bad. We want to make America great again, but you know what? We want the Mexicans to make Mexico great again, the Italians to make Italy great again, right? And I could go on. We're not against downing, or we don't want to down any other country or whatever. It's not me, our country do well at the expense of others. It's like, why can't all countries, why can't all boats rise? And that is the quintessential point. We can agree to disagree agreeably, if that makes sense. And that's what we're striving for today. We're not really trying to convince you to our way of life or our beliefs. We're not trying to convert you. We are trying to, though, gain understanding. And sometimes it takes a little bit of humility to say, I'm going to listen, and I'm going to try to understand before I'm going to try to be understood, right? Because if you don't know me, you're not going to just want to listen to me babble all the time. Well, Sam, what are you at the conference for then? You know what? We've heard from the mainstream press and from the politicians for literally my whole life. It's about time we get a turn, right? That's what we're talking about today. We're saying to you, listen, you may not agree with Sam Bushman on every topic. That's fine. But what we want you to do is consider what I have to say and realize that I'm a man with a vision. The CSPOA is an organization with a vision. Sheriff Mack had a vision when he started this wonderful organization. And that vision is peaceful. That vision is to bring the country together. That vision is to protect God-given inalienable rights. That vision is to empower Americans to work with their sheriffs, to realize that, you know what, the sheriffs are the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer of their county. They are the chief executive branch in their jurisdiction. Let me say that one more time. They are the chief executive branch in their jurisdiction. And we demand that elected position deserves respect. So anyway, that's kind of a summary of what we have. We've got a lot going on the radio today, and then our speakers will be all day. We'll be announcing things as they unfold. But meanwhile, Lance Migliaccio with the Big MIG, thebigmig.com, powered by truth, if you will. And he's got a great story that I want to discuss here just for a little bit. Before we get to the title of the story, though, I just want to kind of say this. Anthony Fauci and Rand Paul have had an epic showdown for the last couple of years over the COVID scam. I know the mainstream press is going to just lose their minds when I call it a COVID scam. It was a scam. We were clearly lied to, and we've just decided to prove it on stage, huh, Lance?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I call it the unholy union. At the end of the day, Rand Paul has been rabidly after Dr. Fauci, one of the few people that I think in the halls of Congress is doing what the people want. It's obviously was a plandemic, not a pandemic. And this document that just got released, Sam, I think it's the holy grail of documents.
Honestly. It is. Bring the receipts, as Lance likes to say, huh?
Yeah. There's no doubt. Listen, this document just got leaked. And the interesting, the project, and I'll have him throw it up on screen, Media One, it's called Project Diffuse. So for our listeners, this was a grant that was submitted to DARPA. So, you know, as you know, Sam, one of the big issues is everybody's always talking about what was the actual connection? How do we know it was a lab leak? How do we know it wasn't just randomly created through just genetic modification that happens in nature? So there's always been this argument going back forth. Of course, the word they like to call most of us is conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, meat market. We knew the whole time that they knew that wasn't true.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We all knew it. But the connection, because when you take a virus, and I'm going to get a little scientific here for a minute, so and I'll slow it down because even myself, I wasn't familiar with some of these terms. For a virus to work the way it needs to and actually get access to a human cell, you have to have this thing called furin cleavage site, which is a proteolytic cleavage site that allows a virus or any virus to get access to the human cell. So what's really interesting is this grant proposal. And let me do this. We're going to hold and take a quick break. But when we come back, I don't want anybody to leave because we're going to be dropping the bomb on what this really means with Project Diffuse.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable live from Resist the Temptation. Anthony, resist the temptation to deceive the people for your own agenda, okay? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain something really quick about radio because somebody just came to me and said, Sam, we're hearing your back channel. We're hearing your producer talk to you. That's on purpose, ladies and gentlemen, because I want you guys to know how radio really works. But I'm in the studio, just so you know, my producer's in Florida. We send our broadcast to Florida. It gets all mixed in Florida, then sent out to the world from there. And so I wanted you guys to hear kind of the back thing. If I talk to my producer, I say, you know, hey, can you play a clip? And then Lizzie might say to me, the clip's not available. Say the clip's not available, Lizzie. Normally, you guys don't hear that because it wouldn't go out on the air, but it does come to the back channel back to me. So you guys are in the audience as if you're me now in the studio, right? So you're intentionally hearing her say you're up or you're clear. And what that means is I know when I'm on the air or not. That way you don't get one of those drop the mic moments that, you know, Joe Biden's been so famous for and that kind of stuff. I'm just saying. So I wanted you guys to see the behind the scenes. That back channel is on purpose. Lizzie knows not to say anything because I've talked to her about it, that we don't want really everybody to know. But normally, though, I have the ability to get kind of a back channel. And if, for example, if she's getting a guest for me and I don't have the guest on but by the time the show segment starts, Lizzie can say, your guest is there. And if she says your guest is there, I can hear it, but the broadcast can't. You guys are hearing what I hear intentionally because I thought it would be neat for the, you know, average Joe to kind of understand what happens behind the scenes a little bit. So anyway, that's on purpose. I appreciate people bringing that to my attention, but I am aware of it. So thank you so much. All right, back to the story at hand. It's on the screen. And look, Rand Paul is taking Anthony Fauci to the woodshed, people. Legitimately so, for a legitimate reason. We the people need to know this and how this was hidden from us until now. And thank heavens for a senator like Rand Paul who has the guts to take it on, or you wouldn't even know anything about it, right, Lance?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, obviously, whistleblowers have become the new heroes of the United States. Without the whistleblowers coming forward, many of us wouldn't know what the truth is. And this is no different. This was a grant proposal, and of course, DARPA, when questioned about it, is obviously deferring and saying they didn't act on the proposal. That doesn't mean that one of the other DARPA-linked companies didn't act on the proposal. And you have to realize, I know this is a little difficult, but this is actually the connection to how this particular coronavirus was weaponized. Now, I'm not saying this was the only weaponized version. It's very possible there was more than one version, because obviously they always have a plan A, B, and C. So, and the interesting part about this, Sam, is that this grant proposal was written by the U.S.-based nonprofit Echo Health Alliance. A lot of people didn't know about the connection between Echo Health Alliance and Dr. Fauci, and we'll get into that because I've actually got the emails that were that have been redacted somewhat, but they actually show where the link is with Dr. Morins, who's the top associate and assistant to Anthony Fauci. But I think this gets pretty disturbing because for people that really want to understand this fern cleavage site, this is a strange feature on the spike protein. And what it does is the virus that never had been seen SARS-related, and that's the bat coronavirus, obviously. I don't know why they'd even want to weaponize this. Why would they need to do this kind of research? And that's my question. It seems unnecessary.
Well, and their claim would be we need to do that because if we can basically produce it, if we can, you know, I wouldn't say weaponize it. That's not, I mean, that's what's being done, but that's not their term. They would say if we can insert it into humans, then we can basically create the antidote for it. And their belief is that it's going to happen no matter what anyway, so they might as well do it when they have control of it and they can study it and understand it and respond to it as opposed to just letting it happen and then there's no response. That's their claim. I think that's a lie. I think that's dishonest. And I think the fact is we would not have even had corona if they wouldn't have created it in a lab, weaponized it to human human transmission, and then somehow it got leaked. Some would say that it's on purpose. The facts are we don't know if it was on purpose, but we know that it did come from a lab, not from some kind of a meat market or something like that, which they lied about. It was intentionally created for sure, and then was it leaked from a lab or intentionally released? You can have your own opinions about that, right, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the bat coronavirus had never crossed over into humans, so there was never anything in really hundreds or thousands of years, our contact with bats, this virus had never gone over. And at the end of the day, when you add this fern cleavage, this is the same thing that all viral diseases need, including HIV, Ebola, influenza, H5, and H7. That's how the transmission occurs. Without that cleavage site, it wouldn't have that ability to actually interact with human cells. So I love some of the quotes that have come out since this story actually hit, and I'm going to have them throw up media too why I'm doing this so you guys can see. So this is the title of this is Rejected Wuhan Research Project, Hints at Origins. Now understand hints. I love the word hints. Doesn't mean it really did, but at the end of the day, one of the direct quotes is, let's look at the big picture. A novel SARS coronavirus emerges in Wuhan with a novel cleavage site. We now have evidence that in early 2018, they had pitched, and we're talking about the grant now, they had pitched inserting novel cleavage sites into novel SARS-related viruses, which is the COVID virus, in their lab. Now, this tips the scales. I mean, it does, because at the end of the day, we didn't have the direct connection. Now, of course, like I said earlier, when DARPA was asked about this, they denied that they'd actually acted on it, but also brought up that because of regulations, that prevented them from confirming that it had ever even read the proposal. Of course, the information that led through the emails proves that that's not true. So these Echo Health Alliance emails, and I'm going to throw up the first one, this confirms Fauci aid. Now, I got to say something about Dr. Morins. He was already up in front of the House subcommittee and questioned. This was in June of 23 about this specific event. But what's incredible is I think a lot of us didn't catch that in the news, Sam. Did you catch it? Because I never saw it.
I did not.
Yeah,
and that's the point. They want to make sure that it's released in the news so they have plausible deniability, but they wanted to make sure that nobody really got the word, right?
Well, and that's the end of the day. Let's throw up the media, and I believe it's Media 3. And that this is basically an email. And what's interesting about this email, it goes on, and this is what the subcommittee questioned Dr. Morins about. And what they got into was that he was using, he actually talks about it in these emails. I know it's a little difficult for you guys to see here up on stage. But he talks directly about how he's under FOIA constantly, and he's going to start to use private emails, Sam. not government emails. And this is the point that Dr.
Morris... Yeah, so he's pulling a Hillary Clinton right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Just trying to be clear.
Yeah, 100%. He goes on in detail. So we can throw up that second part of the media. And he talks about how he's going to use his private emails so that they can't be FOIA'd. At this point, he's already a government employee working under Dr. Fauci underneath his umbrella within the government. And this is NIH and otherwise. You have to think about that. Why is he using private emails? Why are we back to putting it in a situation where it can't be FOIA'd? Of course, you know why. Because many of us in the audience and many of us online and otherwise were questioning how this had happened, why it happened. And there were lots of accusations. And, of course, every time we made an accusation, they treated us as if we had no idea what we were talking about. And, of course, the line they love to use is, trust the science. Trust the science. Now, if the science can be trusted, why does he have to use a private email that can't be FOIA'd to communicate with both DARPA and the Echo Health Alliance staff and others? Why was he doing that?
Well, and what they were doing didn't pass scientific method or muster anyway, Lance. And that's one of the problems. They said, we're just following the science, guys. Don't blame us. We're just following the science. That isn't true. They weren't following science. And now we have the evidence that proves that to be the case. Think about this. The virus going into your cell, it's kind of like puncturing your skin. They found a way to puncture the cell and make sure it delivered to the human, right?
Yes, no doubt. And I know many of us never heard about this subcommittee investigation. And in that investigation, they not only accuse him of this communication, they accuse him of using the private email process. Now, why would something, a subcommittee that happened in June of 2023 concerning the pandemic, an investigation that clearly makes the scientific connection to what happened here, why have there no charges been filed? Let alone using private emails when you're under a government contract like that, you're not allowed. That's actually against the law.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left, but the answer to your question simply is this, because the people are not demanding it, and therefore the criminals run free, sir.
100%. And that's hopefully part of what we'll be doing at the conference today. These are the kind of things that you guys can talk to your delegates, your representatives, and you can push this forward. You know, you can find the subcommittee hearing online about Dr. Morris. You can ask him, well, why haven't you acted on this? Because, again, what they're doing is they're operating above the law. They're operating unconstitutionally. They're acting beyond the scope of what their charter and their contract say and what they're supposed to do for the country. This is information that's been covered up. I recommend you find the article on Project Diffuse. There are some news agencies, smaller ones, that have covered it. And I would read the document, because as you read it, you'll realize what our government's really up to. Because they were involved in this, and there's no doubt that this is the final piece that was missing, proving the connection that it was weaponized in a lab.
And then the debate becomes, hey, was it released intentionally? And with the response from the Communist Chinese, the CCP, and the response from the United States not really calling them to account for any of that kind of stuff, you kind of have to start to say, you know what, I don't know. I don't want to speculate and say that it was intentionally released for sure, because we don't have that pay dirt yet. But I will say this, it looks kind of strange. Why would you not be willing to release all the information you have if you're the Chinese? Why would you not be willing to dig in if you're the United States? Why don't we have kind of everyone working together to get to the bottom of this thing? And then when you start to say they were literally forcing the vaccine on everyone, they were literally lying about ivermectin, and when you start to put all that together, you say circumstantially, there's more here than meets the eye. I will say it that way. And I want all the mainstream press to kind of consider that. Why would they attack those who want to use ivermectin? I mean, what, Joe Rogan literally saved his life, right? He says so. And they said, oh, Joe, quit eating horse poop. Come on, Joe, what are you thinking? And Joe's like, no, listen, this is legitimate medicine that's been in use for humans for literally decades, and I took it from the recommendation of my doctor. Are you challenging my doctor? Well, I personally have had the same experience as Joe Rogan. I was suffering for a month with COVID, went to the hospital, almost died, and literally ivermectin saved my life. So you can say what you want to, but when you talk about Sam Bushman and Joe Rogan, two pretty decent, you know, figures in the media telling you what happened to them personally, that should hold some sway. And why would they be challenging this and mocking us on this, as opposed to saying, hey, I'm glad that it helped you, Sam? That's the real question. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you, Sam. I really appreciate it. Love being here. I'm excited for the whole day.
TheBigMig.com, everybody. Incredible TV show available all over the place and growing by the day. Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantyne, wonderful friends, great hosts. They're here. Shake their hands, tell them you love them, and learn more about what they have to say. Quick pause, more in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live from the Ahern Stage in Nevada.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Seven jurors have been selected so far for the trial of Donald Trump in New York City. USA's John Schaefer has details.
Jury selection proceedings now midway through, and the process of selecting a full panel of 12 New Yorkers and six alternates is continuing. Trump's legal team has encountered some challenges in their attempts to disqualify jurors due to their anti-Trump social media activity. The former president faces allegations of falsifying business records to conceal payments made to an adult film star shortly before the 2016 election.
Following Tuesday's court appearance, Trump took time to meet with voters at a New York bodega. He also said that he could win New York in November and explained why he thinks so.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years.
Trump said his legal battles will not stop him from campaigning. Another conservative news media outlet is settling defamation claims related to its reporting after the 2020 election. One American News is settling with voting technology company Smartmatic. The company submitted a filing to drop the case after attorneys confirmed a private settlement had been reached. Smartmatic had accused OAN of airing false claims about the company after the 2020 election. Smartmatic also has lawsuits pending against Fox News and Newsmax. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging to address the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas swiftly, criticizing Republicans for what he sees as impeaching Mayorkas over policy differences, not high crimes and misdemeanors.
Every time there's a policy agreement in the House, they send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process.
Schumer is expected Wednesday to hold a vote to either dismiss the charges, bypass a floor trial, or possibly refer the matter to a special Senate committee. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, from the stage of Ahern Hotel. Got to dig it in Nevada. And the Ahern Hotel basically just jettisoned the gaming commission. We dig it. It's a non-casino hotel, and we love it. Anyway, I got Lyle Rapacki with me, and just so the audience on the radio can kind of catch up, he's with me, and we're talking about his show, Arizona Today, and I call it TNT, Today is News Today, because it started out, he wanted to respond to the election integrity scandals, and man, it just went viral, right?
Exactly what happened. It went national overnight, and for 2.5 years, I've been very blessed to be able to bring great guests on from, in fact, Mike Flynn, General Flynn was just on the other day, and so was Jeremy Corsi.
He had on all these rock stars, and then he kind of dipped to the low and grabbed me for a part of the show one time. It was pretty nice. I liked it. Anyway, great work. How do people get your show?
Go to ArizonaToday.com. ArizonaToday.com. And you can look at all the shows. There's no cost. And I hope they enjoy it as much as your show.
Amen. And then you decided to write a book, though, too, because you felt like there needs to be some educational opportunities for the people, right?
Well, Sam, yeah. What I wrote is a little book, and I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a little bit. It takes 25 minutes to read unless you look at the pictures, and then it takes 27 minutes. I've had people tell me that.
Unless you only look at the pictures, then it takes 2.7 minutes. Right?
You're a great Mark.
But
thanks
for
all your support.
You should read it, though. Not just look at the pictures is what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, you are.
Spend a little time, people, because that's where education happens. When you put in time, you get smart.
Oh, you are something else. I did. I wrote a little tiny book so people could read it. It's called Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven. Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven. And it's coming out on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And the whole gist of this is that we're going to lose this nation, especially in the next 6 months, if we don't wake up and stand up as a unity, not just two or three of us, but the entire nation who is fearful that we're going to lose our nation. The other thing, Sam, if I could, we've lost what this country was formed on. We were formed to be a Christian nation and to also submit to servitude. In other words, we were to serve the people if you're in government, not to
be
served.
Imagine that, people.
Yeah, yeah.
So give me the name of the book again.
Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven. And the reason I named it that is because, if I may, let me just take a second and read something that Benjamin Franklin wrote.
And by the way, while you're getting that Benjamin Franklin quote queued up, just really quick, we're appealing to heaven today for our conference all day, that we can gain understanding and respect for one another's positions.
Amen.
Even if we may not agree with everything everybody thinks or says, we can agree to disagree agreeably, but we can still be grateful for our country, grateful for our God-given rights and our liberties, and we can advocate for a government that will absolutely do their due diligence, carry out the proper role of government. Here's Benjamin Franklin.
That's absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Benjamin Franklin was addressing the Constitutional Convention on June 28th, 1787, and he cautioned his fellow founders with these actual words: God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? Now, I added in my little book, this is in the introduction, is it probable that an empire can remain without his aid? Because, see, our founders had a strong sense of God's presence in the work they were accomplishing, birthing this nation. They reminded themselves frequently of this fact, and maybe it was because they didn't want to forget, or they were worried that one of their colleagues would forget. That's a possibility. But I think they also reminded themselves personally in whose service they were truly involved with. And something bad, I believe, has happened in America, and it didn't occur overnight or in the last couple of decades, but over many years. America has lost our desire to cooperate with God, much less trust him in the affairs of state.
Well, and it's important to understand biblically, this was kind of a biblical reality that oftentimes, you know, the children of Israel, and I can go on and on and on, they would forget their God. And the idea was remember, 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 Remember to keep his commandments. Remember your fellow men. Remember your godly heritage as sons and daughters of the Almighty God, who we are. Remember Jesus Christ and the suffering on the cross and the great day of resurrection. Remember these things. And the founding fathers understood this and brought that forward as they set up our checks and balances. I'm going to say that again, checks and balances, form of government, where they didn't want anybody to get too powerful. They knew that there was necessary authority. They knew there was appropriate, necessary delegation, because you got to give up a little bit of liberty to maximize liberty. If you don't believe me, go read Bastiat's The Law to get caught up on that.
Very nice.
But I bring that up just to say, look, they understood all this, and they tried to take that knowledge biblically and put it into the future generations, right?
Oh, Sam, that's profound. You're exactly right. Sounds like I'm trying to produce or promote you, but you're exactly right. And our founders understood that. And if you look, for instance, at our Declaration of Independence, even our Constitution, most of it was written out of the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. And people don't realize that.
Yeah, them Deuteronomies were quite smart dudes, weren't they? I'm just having fun. Right, where do people get your books, sir? How do people get it, though? Because they don't want to just hear about it. They want to get it, they want to read it, they want to look at the picture, so it'll take 27 minutes, not 25.
Well, 25, unless they look at the pictures, and then it's 27 minutes.
They want to do both, don't they?
Well, then that's a full 27 minutes.
Yeah, that's okay. You can do it in 3 minutes less than a TV show, folks. Come on.
Sam, you are
I've got to do that. Oh, I'm all in.
Oh, my goodness.
So where do people get the books, sir, and when will it be out?
Well, it's coming out on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And you can do our
and is it a hard copy or an ebook or both?
No, it's a soft, well, what do you call it? Soft copy?
Softback? Soft paperback?
Yeah, soft paperback. And
he's a paperback writer, people.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You're something else.
So, really, where do we get it?
Our forefathers truly appealed to heaven on Amazon and or Barnes & Noble.
Can we buy it direct?
And you can buy it direct.
Can we not want to pay the big media people and just pay you and just support you only?
Oh, well.
Because that's what I want to do.
Oh, well, then, Sam, I'll give you my personal email.
I don't want to give any penny to Amazon or any of those people. I just want to give all the money to you.
Oh, my gosh.
For your great work.
Well, okay. You could go to arizonatoday.com, and there's a P.O. box there, and you can just write me directly. That's a great question.
And just send cash. I understand. I love it. Okay.
Unmarked bill, Sam.
Anyway, I bring that up, though, because I want people to really realize we want profits to go to patriots, sir.
Well, you know, like you do, and I all kidding aside for 30 seconds, okay, supporting Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm a life member, as you know.
Yeah, buddy.
You had a vote on me, didn't you? It took two or three votes, too. But Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is really something that I contribute to, and I get others to contribute to, because they stand for our sheriffs and law enforcement overall across the country. And if we do not support our sheriffs, then we're in some very serious trouble. As you know, Sam, the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer in the county, and nobody outranks that sheriff in that county.
Cleo, baby.
Yeah.
That's what the court called it. So you're spot on.
That's right. You're right. I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
We got to do that. Yeah. Everybody else is basically signing up and getting registered and all that kind of stuff for our event right now as we're live on your radio from the Ahern stage. Lyle, let me ask you this last question before I let you fly. You go to arizonatoday.com if you want to just send him some money and get a book. How much do people need to send?
Oh, 20 bucks.
Send 20 bucks. That'll take care of shipping too?
That'll take care of shipping.
All right. If you want to just send 25 to help his podcast, do it.
Wow.
Is it radio and TV? It's both, right?
Well, no, I don't do the radio. I do the podcast, and it goes out all over the country.
I know.
And then I also send it to different platforms.
But radio just kind of means audio these days, right? So it's audio and video.
Yes.
Because just understand
you're right about that.
The TV is just like radio with pictures, right?
You're right, yeah. But I'm not technologically sound like you are.
You got to ask a blind person, what's TV? Well, it's radio with pictures, people. That's what it is. Come on.
Samuel, you're... You know, for somebody who claims to be blind,
I don't get the pictures part, though. I don't get that part of the whole deal. For me, it's just like a dream where everything is just, you know, this big abyss.
Oh, Sam, you are something else.
But I can trust in my God, though, and
I can
work through the abyss.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to tell America? If you could say anything else about the conference or about life or about your show, what do you want to tell America, sir?
We are in some very, very serious trouble, and I think we have 6 months to make sure that this ship doesn't go down. I believe we've hit the iceberg. I was out speaking the other day to a national group, and that's exactly what I said, is the American ship has hit the iceberg, and we're taking on water. And unless we all come together now, not in a day, not in a month, but if we don't start to come together now and start bailing and turning this thing around, we're going down in 6 months. There are plans at work, and Sam, you and I have discussed this, and so has Sheriff Mack and others. There are plans at work to interfere with the next election, and if indeed President Trump is successful getting back in, and I pray he is, there are plans at work, and I think Mike Lindell will talk about it, and Mike Flynn and others, to make sure that he's not seated. So we're in some very serious trouble.
Even to that, it makes me just want to sing the song, Don't Bring Me Down.
Oh, right? That's a great song.
I don't want to go down.
How did you
I don't
do
want that?
That
to happen, people. I want America to be the greatest country on the planet. I want us to be a Amen. Light on a hill. Didn't Amen. The founding fathers envision their new republic, their grand old experiment, to be a light on a hill for the world to see about Jesus Christ and about our God-given rights?
Yeah,
isn't that what they wanted?
And Ronald Reagan talked about this unabashedly. He was very clear about discussing being a light on a hill.
Lyra Packey, promote your website again, sir.
ArizonaToday.com.
Arizona, you got to do it, folks. It's not only about Arizona, but he originates from Arizona. That's why.
That's
right?
Correct. That's
and if you want to send $20, go to the website, ArizonaToday.com. You can send $20 and get a copy of his book. The title is?
Our forefathers truly appealed to heaven.
Yes, they did, and so do we. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Samuel.
Quick pause on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, and live in the house.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas. Like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
I am live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, and I am in the house today on stage at the Ahern Hotel, the luxury boutique hotel, I might add, ran by Mr. Ahern. It is a wonderful non-gaming place, non-smoking. I just dig it. They got some of the best pizza on the planet. You got to check that out, too. Oh, if you're at the pizza party tonight, you'll just get some. How's that? Gourmet pizza coming up at 6 p.m. right before the press conference. I've now got a buddy with me named Zach Carter, and I'm going to just tell you how I met this guy. This guy's just a strange bird. So he was a kid, and he was a hippie, right?
I might still be.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. We like hippies. We like people that just kind of have, you know, I don't know if I dare say free-for-all, but there you go. I like people that just kind of have their own viewpoints. They beat to their own drum. Is that what you say?
Exactly. Yeah. And my first home was a converted milk truck.
A converted milk truck?
My parents were also hippies.
Did you sell milk?
My dad sold other things.
Oh, did you drink milk? We don't want to talk about the things sold from the milk truck, Zach.
Okay.
Not on this stage, buddy. So I just want to understand. So how did you met me, and I met you from the CSPOA, right?
I think it might have been back in the Ron Paul campaign days is
yeah, that's
what
probably
I'm guessing.
Right. 2008, 2012 kind of range.
Yeah, exactly.
That's around when the CSPA started in 2011 as well.
Yeah.
And I met Zach because Richard Mack and Zach Carter are friends. And I got a question for everyone. How does the good sheriff know the milk truck hippie? You know?
Right. Yeah, we met back in 1993. I was in my college days, I was protesting the telescope project on Mount Graham in Arizona in Graham County. Where
and were you peacefully protesting, sir? Was it like a peaceful assembly?
Yeah, maybe.
As peaceful as hippies get, right?
Yeah, we were a little
radical. It had a little more protest and a little more than instead of a peaceful assembly, right?
Yeah, we were a little radical, but yeah.
So tell me the radical, though. People were basically tying themselves to trees and stuff, or what?
Yeah, Earth First was known for tree sittings and chaining themselves to things, but also the destruction of property.
Oh, shoot.
Tree spiking and
ouch.
Destroying bulldozers and all that.
I'm kind of feeling for the trees right now, you know? And right. So you guys would do that because you felt like the ends justify the means?
Yeah, no defense, no compromise in defense of Mother Earth was the tagline.
No compromise in defense of Mother Earth. Well, then when you spike trees, though, isn't that hurting Mother Earth or no?
Well, it would hurt the saw more.
Oh, I see.
Was the whole thinking there.
So the idea was, hey, if we have a little bit of a pain now, we might avoid a lot of pain later.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
And so how did you start from kind of world first or earth first kind of deal to where you are today?
Yeah, I guess the start of that.
Because I don't want to blow your speech or your introduction, so I'm kind of trying to skip that a little bit on purpose.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. But Sheriff Mack was really integral to that journey from there to here. But I'm not getting into that right now.
Yeah. So cops were going to bust heads. You guys were there. You guys were ready to take the beating for the cause, right?
Yeah, they were the bad guys in our books. Absolutely.
And they were why?
They were the man.
Okay. So really the government, the man, the beast, whatever you want to call it, but they represented the establishment. And it was like, hey, man, the establishment's got to go. We're done with that.
Exactly.
This is like 60s, 6 turn to 9, just turn it upside down and just take it on steroids, right?
Exactly.
All right. And did you have a lot of friends there in the movement?
Yeah. There was a contingent of us young kids there from a small town in Washington State that all grew up together. Most of them that were with us, though, were big city kids from, like, the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of learned a little bit of this from their parents and stuff like that, but they took it to a whole new level.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, and how many were there about? Were there a bunch of you?
I would wager it's been a while. I think there was around
100
of us.
100 of you, okay.
Yeah.
And how did you meet Sheriff Mack? Can you give me just a 30-second on that? I don't want to get into the details too much, but I just kind of want to understand. Did you just see him somewhere? Did you talk to him? Did he confront you? How did you kind of...
Well, we all talked to him. Am I telling that story now?
Well, so did he come and talk to you guys? Did you come and talk to him? Did you say, we want to talk to the sheriff?
We had meetings. I think he challenged us to a basketball game.
Wow. Wait a minute. Basketball game? Hippies playing basketball games with the cops?
Right.
What the heck is happening with that? I've never heard of that before. Well, I have because I know Richard Mack, but I'm just saying.
Right.
It was unprecedented. What did you guys think when he did that? Is this for real? What did you think?
We were shocked that he talked to us like we were human beings, and we learned to talk to him like he was a human being. It was a different experience for all of us.
So now fast forward to today, because I want to give kind of the backstory to the story people are going to hear, right? Fast forward today, how many of those people do you hang out with now? None?
Well, I'm married to one of them.
Whoa! You're married to one of them?
Yeah, we've been together for 32 years.
Congratulations,
Zach. She was
Zach.
Just my girlfriend back then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is she still a world firster?
She's a librarian at Florida School for the Deaf and Blind. So
she's a little less hippie-esque.
A little less hippie, although she was hiding books. She is a librarian in Florida.
Hiding books? What does that mean?
Well, we had book bannings going on in Florida. So, she was hiding books in her office.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And now how are you guys today, though? You guys still support those kind of causes, or?
No, we're I was introduced to the writings of an architect named Buckminster Fuller, and he said, if you want to actually win, you don't fight the system. You create a new system that makes the old system obsolete. And I've really taken that to heart.
So is that just kind of like build a better mousetrap?
Yeah, exactly. Make the old mousetrap obsolete.
Wow. And so now you do a lot of what you do still, because you still have that hippie core.
Right.
But you do it differently, though. You don't want to destroy property and stuff?
Exactly.
Why not?
There's better ways to do things.
Did you hear this, ladies and gentlemen, from the stage? He doesn't want to destroy property anymore as a hippie. He still wants to be a hippie, but he knows there's a better way. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you're not winning any friends by doing the things we were doing back then. And if you're not winning friends, you're not winning.
Holy wow. And Richard Mack played a role in this happening?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And this gentleman, what was his name?
Buckminster Fuller.
Buckminster Fuller, he played a role in that. What do your parents think?
They're still hippies.
And are they ready to destroy property and everything?
My father, he lives in southern Mexico. He's probably getting ready to light up a big joint on the beach right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. And he doesn't have a card, does he?
No.
Okay, and your mom?
Her claim to fame is smoking a joint with Donald Sutherland.
Wow.
Right.
Okay, so you're a little different than them.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to be a little more like my grandparents.
And they were a little less hippie?
Yeah, definitely. If it wasn't for them, I might not have known that there was normal people in the world.
Wow. All right. Right. How about your wife? Did she grow up in a hippie family too?
No. Navy.
She just tried to go from the military, the hardcore discipline thing, to, hey, man, I'm a hippie. I'm going to kind of just chill out.
Yeah. Her father was stationed at a base not far from where we all lived in small town Washington State.
Yeah, it's like that Steve Miller Band. What was it, going down in Texas? Bobby Sue.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Billy Joe caught up to her the very next
day.
Take the money and run, yeah.
Yeah.
A little like that for your parents, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you keep in touch with them? Are you still friends with them and kind to them?
My parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But you just don't agree with them. Are they willing to kind of listen to your way of education and the progress you've made?
I'm way too normal for them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And now you're actually doing a great work. Why don't you plug that real quick? You're doing great things with Christina Tobin, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been working with Christina Tobin and Free and Equal Elections Foundation since 2012. Ron Paul was also integral to that. When he dropped out of the race, I think it was in 2008, he endorsed us a slate of third-party candidates and said, you know, any one of these is going to be better than what the major parties are giving us. And got into third-party politics after that.
I dig it. Does your wife travel or no?
I mean, we spent 2 months in Italy, Greece, and Malta last summer, but not with me on this politics thing.
So she doesn't do the political stuff.
No.
All right. Not only free and equal elections, not only do they do that, but they also do free and equal debates, right?
Correct. Yeah. And our biggest success was back in 2012. We hired Larry King for a night to moderate one of our debates.
Let's go.
Yeah, that was a game changer. And we're hoping to take that to a whole new level this year. We had our first debate, our first open debate at the end of February. We're going to have another one in July here in Vegas at Caesars.
At Caesars Palace. Now, I want everybody to understand that debates are one of the ways they manipulate elections. They decide who's in, who's out. They make all these weird, strange rules to make sure that nobody really gets on the stage that deserves to be there, for one. And then, two, they want to tie you to all kinds of rules that they make up. Hey, if you are in the debates, then you're going to promise to back the so-and-so, regardless of if there's election fraud or not, right? And that's what we're rejecting.
Exactly.
We're going to be a little hippie about this. We're not going to destroy property, but we're going to say, nah, man, just peace out. We're not doing that, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get new ideas and, more voices and more choices in here.
All right, where do people go to learn more about Free and Equal?
Freeandequal.org.
That's simple enough.
Right.
And Christina Tobin's going to be on stage later breaking that down about election integrity and how debates really matter, though. If you can hear from candidates, what they like to say is, oh, you don't have enough support. Vivek or so-and-so. But what we need to understand is that, you know what, you might not have a lot of support, but if you're good and you answer the questions right, you might overnight have support, right?
Exactly.
And that is the quintessential point.
And Jesse Ventura completely said that that's why he won his race in Minnesota, was because he was allowed to debate.
Zach Carter, God bless you, sir. I'm grateful to call you friend.
God bless you too, Sam.
There he goes, man. Zach Carter doing a phenomenal job, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio and on stage. Ahern Hotel, everybody. All right, I'm going to end the program as I always do, because I want the mainstream press to understand what I say at the end of every show. At the start, we say we're only into a Jesus revolution. At the end, we say we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? God save the Republic of the United States of America.